Chapter 6. Impairments. Types of impairments. As much as you need to be aware of traffic and potential hazards, you must also be aware of potential distractions and impairments. Alcohol, drugs, and even some medications can degrade your riding abilities. Listening to music or using devices such as cell phones, GPS, and intercoms can affect your focus when riding. Adjusting electronic controls and features on your bike can be distracting and quickly degrade your ability to scan for hazards and react to them. Emotional and physical states such as fatigue, anger, illness, stress, and fear can impair your riding skills. You are in fact more likely to miss important cues or hazards while riding impaired or distracted. Group riding has the potential to impair your use of street strategies, as well as your ability to make safe choices due to peer pressure, increased anxiety, and added distractions. Prior to leaving on a ride, consider the environment in which you plan to ride. Be aware that you are a part of that environment. Are you tired, emotionally distraught, or distracted? Have you had a drink or two? Have you taken any prescription or over-the-counter medications? Are you on an unfamiliar route and trying to navigate with a GPS unit? Are you ready to ride within a group? It is easy to become impaired. Impairments can often sneak up on you and reduce your ability to identify hazards and respond safely. Alcohol and drugs. Alcohol is one of the most common factors in Washington State's motorcycle crashes and fatalities. Alcohol quickly affects a rider's judgment, vision, attention, and fine motor skills. This impairment begins at the first drink. Responsible riders choose to drink or choose to ride. Statistics show that consuming alcohol or drugs while riding is often a deadly choice. Riding under the influence poses risks to you and to other drivers, and it is also illegal to ride under the influence of alcohol or drugs in Washington State. Would you want your friends or family riding with other drivers who have been drinking? Find alternate forms of transportation for yourself or anyone who may be impaired. Alcohol takes an average of 1 hour per drink to leave your system. The more drinks you have within an hour, the longer it takes your body to process. One drink is considered a 12 ounces beer, a 5 ounces glass of wine, 1.5 ounces of hard alcohol. The only thing that can remove alcohol or its effects from your body is time. Eating, drinking coffee, or taking a cold shower will have no effect on the level of alcohol within your body. As long as alcohol is still within your system, it is impairing your judgment, vision, attention, and motor skills. Alcohol, legal and illegal drugs, and some medications impair your ability to ride safely. Be aware that when combining any of these, the effects are typically compounded. Just one drink combined with an over-the-counter medication can have a significant impact upon your judgment, vision, attention, and motor skills. Using cold remedies, allergy medicines, or any other over-the-counter drugs alone can affect riding ability just as much as alcohol and illegal drugs. Remember, operating a motorcycle requires dividing attention that is challenging even when sober. Marijuana. Marijuana slows reactions, inhibits concentration, and distorts your perception of time and distance. Its effects become most evident when reacting to an unexpected situation. Just as alcohol affects a rider's judgment, vision, attention, and motor skills, marijuana can affect senses in the same manner. To be considered impaired in Washington State, the blood concentration of THC in a person over the age of 21 is 5 nanograms. Motorcyclists should never be under the influence of marijuana or any other intoxicant while riding, as it is a task that requires alertness, readiness, and skill. Alcohol and the law. In Washington State, an adult with a blood alcohol concentration, BAC, of 0.08% or above is considered intoxicated. For riders under the age of 21, lower BAC limits of 0.02% apply. A breath or blood test is what typically determines whether you are riding legally or illegally. However, alcohol affects each individual differently, so it is up to law enforcement's discretion whether you are intoxicated or not. Consequences of conviction. If you are convicted of riding under the influence of alcohol or drugs, you will receive any of the following penalties: license suspension, mandatory suspension for conviction, arrest, or refusal to submit to a breath test. Fines. Severe fines are another aspect of a conviction, usually levied along with a license suspension. Community service. Serving up to 90 days in a sobriety program or performing tasks such as picking up litter along the highway. Costs, lawyer fees, fines imposed by the city and county, alcohol evaluations, ignition interlock device, IID, lost time at work, and public transportation costs, for instance. You are the one who has to make the choice, so choose not to drink and ride. It is your responsibility to create your own safety. Technology. Technology is an important part of our lives. GPS navigation, cell phones, and headsets that have music and intercom functions all provide benefit, but can also be distractions. Many motorcycles now have features such as suspension adjustment, riding modes, and traction control that can be electronically adjusted while riding. While the features mentioned here are practical, they can also be a distraction. Be aware of how technology may distract you from being able to identify traffic conditions and potential hazards. Body and emotions. Many distractions come in the form of intense emotions, fatigue, overconfidence, or fear. Health and age-related conditions such as decreased vision or delayed reaction capabilities can also be considered distractions. Like athletes in any sport, riders must be both physically and mentally fit to ride safely. Think about how each of the following situations can impair a rider and possibly increase their risk. Any rider who jumps on their bike to clear their head may be mentally distracted, which hinders decision-making. Any rider may become overwhelmed when trying to keep up within a group. They may quickly find themselves reaching beyond their skill, mental, as well as physical abilities. Any rider who is mentally or physically exhausted may be too fatigued to identify dangers early. Any rider may ride faster or more aggressively than usual when they are experiencing intense negative emotions. Fear is an impairment that most riders don't want to admit to or think about. Intense fear can impair a rider's mental and physical reaction to a hazard. For example, a rider going too fast in a curve may panic, target fixate on the guard rail, and ride directly into the railing. Sometimes a rider can be too warm, too cold, or physically uncomfortable to the point of mental or physical impairment. Conditions such as hypothermia or heat exhaustion can degrade both your mental focus, as well as your physical ability to control the motorcycle. Wear appropriate safety gear and layer clothing so you can add or remove layers, allowing a safe and comfortable ride through Washington's often unpredictable weather patterns. Drivers and riders alike may sometimes find their minds wandering, or may even have difficulty staying awake. Always pay close attention to your body and mind. Sometimes you may not need a physical break, but more urgently need a mental break. Peer pressure. There are many different forms of peer pressure, whether conscious or subconscious. Peer pressure can be the direct form of your riding partners pushing you to ride beyond your capabilities and skill level. A feeling of aggression or tension from occupants in the vehicle next to you at a stoplight. The thought of a parent, friend, or significant other pressing you to always push your limits. Pressure to buy a motorcycle that may not be suitable to your riding abilities. Most often, peer pressure is felt during group rides. When multiple people with different skill levels ride in a group, you are not only responsible for yourself, every person is responsible for the others in the group as well. Make sure that you always have a pre-ride discussion with your group about the following. How long has each person been riding? What is their general comfort level with riding in the group? What is each person's skill level and type of riding experience? It is your responsibility to honestly address your needs and concerns in a pre-ride discussion. It is your responsibility to clear the thoughts in your head that may be pushing you to ride beyond your experience level. Make it a point to understand your skills and your motorcycle's capabilities so you can keep your brain focused on the challenges of the road. You must create your own safety by identifying peer pressure and resisting the impulse to react to it. Riding in groups. Riding in a group can be a fun and rewarding experience, but group riding can come with its own set of distractions. One of the most common distractions in a group is peer pressure, and it can negatively affect your ability to ride safely within your skill level. Is maintaining your place in formation keeping you from focusing on potential hazards? From using your street strategies to reduce your risk? Are you choosing the safest lane position? Or are you choosing to be locked into a certain position within the formation? Gain experience before riding with a group. Don't be pressured into riding above your comfort and skill levels just to keep up with the group. Don't be so distracted by trying to keep formation that you limit your ability to see and be seen. Always allow plenty of space and time to respond to hazards. Own your ride. Never stop training. Motorcycling could be considered a sport that requires continuous training. Muscle memory fades quickly when you are not actively training for your sport. Basic rider training is only one tiny block in the knowledge foundation that you need in order to keep yourself alive on the road. Check local motorcycle training schools to see what they offer, since all schools have different course offerings, and take as many courses as you can. You will learn skills that not only help you perfect your sport, but can also save your life. Wear the gear. One of the most important things you can do as a motorcyclist is buy good quality gear. Often people do not buy appropriate gear because of the expense, but it can be the difference between a life and death situation in a crash. Compare the cost of quality gear to an emergency hospital bill and you might see that gear is no longer the expensive option. Remember that the minimum requirement in Washington is the use of a helmet and eye protection, but is that enough to save your life? Think about this. Would you let yourself be pulled down the highway at 70 mph wearing just jeans and a t-shirt? Probably not, but crashing on your motorcycle and sliding across pavement at the same speed is a similar situation. Wear the gear, every ride, every time. Challenge peer pressure. Although you may not consciously notice it, peer pressure is a very real thing. The best thing you can do as a motorcyclist is to resist peer pressure, and challenge it when you recognize it, which can mean the difference between survival and death. Try to think deeply about peer pressure so that you can recognize it when it happens. Remember that peer pressure can come in many different forms, and often sneaks up on you when you least expect it. Do not succumb to the pressure to prove yourself to anyone. It can be a matter of life and death in the end. Ride sober and undistracted. Most individuals understand how alcohol and drugs can affect the senses, even if only from a secondhand perspective. You create a losing situation for yourself and possibly someone else when you ride while distracted or intoxicated. Reflect on how long-term injury, death, or harming someone else would affect you and those closest to you. Never drink or use drugs and ride, and never let internal or external distractions interfere with your ability to focus on the road. Remember that your chosen sport requires unhindered concentration and focus. Create your own safety. There is only one person in this world that can keep you safe when you are riding your motorcycle, you. You are responsible for what happens while you are riding. It is your responsibility to continue training. You are the only one who can make the decision to train for emergency situations. Think about the fire drills you have ever participated in, and how nerve-wracking they were in the beginning. But the more you practiced, the easier and more intuitive they became. Practicing for emergency situations on a motorcycle is very similar. You want your response to be instinctual. Think about what creating your own safety means to you and practice it. Always ride within your skill level. This ties in with all of the other lessons in this book. Take additional training. Do not succumb to peer pressure and learn to identify it. Make sure to purchase and wear the best gear you can possibly afford. Always ride sober and make sure that you are free of distractions. It only takes a second of distraction to cause a crash. Create your own safety by following the rules of the road, and never expect anyone but yourself to watch out for you.